Hi, I'm Paul. One of the charges that the new atheists make is that religion is the cause of so much violence that we'd be better off without religion in society. Today, philosopher Norm Geisler tells us why actually just the opposite is true.
Hi, everyone. It's great to have you back with us at Overflow today. I'm Joseph Hanford, and Dr. Norman Geisler is joining us today as a professor at Veritas Seminary. Dr. Geisler, the new atheism. What is it, and how does it differ from the old atheism?
Well, the new atheism differs from old atheism because it's more vociferous, it's more ad hominem, attacking a movement rather than the arguments. The old atheists stuck to the arguments. There was Freud, Fromm, Feuerbach, Nietzsche, Sartre, Camus. These were the old atheists. They had arguments against God. You could reason with them. The new atheists get up and very eloquently and very bombastically attack religion, say it's the worst thing for mankind. So whereas the old atheism was more philosophical, the new atheism is more sociological. The old atheism was more rational. The new atheism is more emotional.
What are a few of the main arguments that new atheists bring against Christianity and faith and religion and faith in God?
Religion is bad for mankind. It's brought all the evils in the world. All the wars and evils in the world come from Christianity. Just the opposite is the truth. Who started the Red Cross? You know, a Christian. Who helped emancipate slaves? Wilberforce and the Christian influence in America. All of the great social movements, with very few exceptions, that were engendered to help people, like educational institutions, hospitals, were started by people who were motivated by their Christian faith to do good for someone else.
What are some examples of horrible things that have come from an atheistic worldview?
As somebody said, God died in the 19th century and man died in the 20th century. Once you give up belief in God, then you give up belief that man is made in the image of God. If man's not made in the image of God, what do you do with animals that you don't want? You weed them out and breed them out. Hitler wasn't motivated by his religion. He was motivated by Darwin's theory of evolution to weed out the weaker breeds. Mao and Stalin weren't motivated by religion. They were opposed to Christianity. They didn't believe in God. So the millions of people have been killed in the 20th century largely been motivated out of people who didn't believe in God or didn't believe in Christianity.
Well, that's all for this edition of Overflow today. All of our shows and the small group discussion guides that go along with each show are always available for free at our website, overflowtoday.com. Now go pour into someone's life.